A vast Bronze Age sanctuary has been discovered in Trinitapoli over 30 years of archaeological research. It features hypogea dug into the limestone rock around 1,800 years before Christ. This unique site, which covers around 5 hectares, is comparable to Stonehenge in terms of its historical and cultural importance. 15 hypogea have been identified, some minor and some monumental. The monumental hypogea consist of a dromos, an open-air ramp, a stomion, a narrow underground corridor, and a room for rituals related to fertility and the cycle of life and death, which included the sacrifice of young animals and the handling of human bones. Some hypogea were later reused as tombs for hundreds of men and women of all ages who were prominent members of the local community. They were accompanied by lavish funerary objects including bronze weapons and jewelry, amber beads, powdered glass, faience, and ivory. Cultic activities continued with the Sacred Way, a long path carved into the rock with small cells set at regular intervals, which could be accessed via short dromos-like ramps. These cells were a miniature representation of the structural elements of the larger hypogea, continuing the cultic tradition in a different architectural form to make up for the lack of space. In addition, the entire sanctuary is dotted with at least 1,500 pits carved into the limestone base rock and arranged in aligned rows. They extend beyond the boundaries of the sanctuary to cover a large part of the municipal territory. Dating from the 18th to the 9th century BC, these pits had a longer period of use than the hypogea and appear to represent individual religiosity. They have been interpreted as ritual mouths through which gifts were offered to the deity. They simulated acts of fertilization or symbolic nutrition with the pouring of fertility-related substances. The alignments of the pits follow 3 astronomical orientations: the daily rising and setting of the sun, the rising of the sun on the summer solstice, and the lunar standstill, an event which occurs every 20 years. These pits reflect the devotional practices that mark the great agrarian festivals, and they express the deep and intimate spirituality of these ancient communities.